There's a certain irony in the name of our tree climber, because the name Zacchaeus in Hebrew means the pure one. As not just a taxman, but a chief tax collector, Zacchaeus would have been universally despised as a traitor and a collaborator with the Roman occupiers. But Zacchaeus was ready for a change, and the opportunity presented itself with the arrival of Jesus in Jericho. Let's start with a little context so that we can better understand what happens. In the prior chapter of Luke, we read that, quote, "Whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it," unquote. Then we hear about a rich official who is blinded by his wealth and thus unwilling to follow Jesus. Following that, Jesus heals a blind beggar who knows that he needs healing. Finally, in this story about Zacchaeus, we meet with another kind of rich man, one who is sufficiently childlike to scamper up a sycamore tree to see Jesus. Despite being a rich and important man, he does not hesitate to climb the tree to get a better look. Was it just curiosity that motivated him, or was there a deeper reason? Whatever the case, we have here a good example of someone who goes looking for one thing and discovers something more wonderful than he could have imagined. It seems to me that I am often not able to see Jesus in my own life because I let the Lord get crowded out. In order to encounter Jesus, I need to separate myself from the crowd, risk being different, and be willing to set my pride aside. Imagine Zacchaeus' surprise when Jesus looks up and tells him he wants to stay at his house. The dynamic of Zacchaeus seeking Jesus and Jesus taking the initiative by inviting himself to his home is one that is familiar to us. In the parable of the prodigal son, the son chooses to return home, but we're told that while he was still a long way off, the father spotted him and ran towards him. God is always waiting and watching for us. When we give the Lord the opportunity, God will always quickly move to fill us with grace. We are told that Zacchaeus got down quickly from the tree and welcomed Jesus joyfully. For many of us, the notion of conversion and repentance is scary and grim, something we ponder with trepidation. But see here how Zacchaeus merrily joins Jesus and announces to Jesus and to the crowd that he will make more than generous amends to anyone he has cheated. The onlookers misinterpret Jesus' desire to go to Zacchaeus' house, thinking he is condoning his sinful behavior. In fact, Jesus has put Zacchaeus back in relationship with God and with his community. Zacchaeus' decision to give far more than the law required is a sign of his return to God and to the fullness of grace that he has received. Zacchaeus has just been given in abundance, and he is happy to share that abundance with others. Jesus calls Zacchaeus a son of Abraham. Abraham was a rich and generous man. Now the rich and generous Zacchaeus has become his son, not through any sort of ethnic inheritance, but because he shares the same spirit as Abraham. In finding his true identity, Zacchaeus, the pure one, has returned from the land of the lost. Jesus, the Son of Man, is doing what he came to do. Are we, like Zacchaeus, ready to encounter Jesus and respond to his surprising initiatives in our lives? Because you never know, Jesus might just invite himself to our house.